it actually wound up to be out of necessity, as we the reruns at the time were rehearsing at a hall in Detroit, and came to rehearsal one day, and the hall had been broken into, and all our equipment had been stolen. So after kind of just the shock wore off, we figured, where we go from here? So we thought, hey, you know, well, let's do a benefit and see if we can recoup some of the money to get new equipment for us. So there was another band at the time called The Cheaters that we were buddies with, as well as we were in touch with some members of the Mutants and the Romantics. And, you know, they had all agreed, yeah, sure, we'll play as part of that. So they agreed to play at a benefit that we had at Lily's. And we, you know, a group of us were just kind of sitting around. We had a cocktail or two, and we were trying to come up with a silly name for a band. And then, you know, at the time, it was already sort of towards the tail end of the time when African-American athletes, or a number of them, were using, you know, moving to Islam and the faith, and changing their names, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Lew Alcindor and whatever, and Cat Stevens to whatever his name is now. Or, of course, he's not an athlete, but nor African-American. But the connotation at the time of, like, you know, it was often a black Muslim. So anyway, and being most of us are Polish, like at the time, think a Polish Muslim. And when someone had said it, I think it was Gary Plachinski, who became the bass player for the Polish Muslims. He was with the Cheaters. When he said that, the table just exploded in laughter. And then we moved on from there. We're just throwing out the other names. There was a local band at the time, more of like an East Side rocker, general, more like a metal rocking band, called the Almighty Strut. So another name for the band that was put out there was, how if we call ourselves the Almighty God, but you know, that didn't make it to they went to the cutting floor. So at the end of the night, we decided, hey, let's use the Polish Muslim. So that night of the benefit, it was more a kind of a parade of individuals coming up of as sort of guest vocalists. I mean, John Kordash, my very good friend, may he rest in peace, was on bass a lot of the time. You know, Art Lysak was involved, and Mike Skill from the Romantics was going to be involved, and I think they wound up having to play that night or something too. So we had and members from the Cheaters and the reruns stuck with that. And then it was such a it was a lot of fun. So, like, hey, you know, let's do another benefit for this, because that was like fun. And I think, I don't know how much money we made towards the equipment, but so we decided to have another one a few months later. And then we drew like twice as many people. And then within about a year or so, Gary Graff, then with the Detroit Free Press, wrote an article on us. And he had been made aware of us by Mike Duffy, the then TV critic for the paper. And after this article, we were playing at Paychecks, and the show was sold out. And they were like, you know what, let's try this for a while. And then a while became a longer while, and then the reruns really never wound up playing as such again, although we, Kenny Allen and I, are still in the Polish Muslims together, and we reformed with a band called the Earworms in 04. They did some rerun stuff, but, some of our thoughts on that was to be a little different than the reruns in a couple of different ways, nothing specific. So that's where we're at today, 2019.